Do you think that if the ladies knew there was a rapist out there who rapes rapists, would they be cool to still go out?
Oh, definitely. They'd definitely. If you're raping rapists, you're definitely a friend of the ladies.
Yeah, it's almost like ladies going out knowing like you live in Daredevil's neighborhood.
Yeah, dude, you're like a superhero.
I'm not getting raped. The rape raper's running around. Yeah, How am I going to get raped?
All the rapists are staying home.
Yeah, they know the rape raper. That's a great superhero. The rape raper.
You tell him the rape raper.
He's got an RR on his chest.
Yeah.
Joining us to tell us about his awesome new show on Netflix. The trailer has already gotten over 20 million views. And
on
that's
Facebook,
a lot.
Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas. Good for you.
That's a lot of young, hot ladies watching that stuff because that's what the ladies love. They love those. Please welcome Sean Kerrigan, everybody.
Hey,
welcome, buddy. Thanks for coming on the show.
Actor, comic extraordinaire.
Comic, another one of these really good-looking dudes who will, like, fuck your girlfriend and you can't do anything about it. Not- We're really into the Ozarks. I think both the young girls on that show both, like, steal that show. I know it sounds creepy.
Yeah.
And it's totally meant to be creepy because you start going, how old are these chicks?
She's 18. I already looked.
Which, the sister?
Yeah, of course
the,
what,
in Ozark? The daughter?
The daughter. She's 18.
Did you watch that series? I loved
I'm
it.
I'm watching it right
now. I loved it.
Full boner.
Yeah.
How about the white trash girl?
I love Jason Bateman.
I think she's significantly older because she was in a movie a
Jason
couple
Bateman's
years ago.
Always money.
My fantasy is to stack them and play Price is Right Punch Out and just hit holes looking for cash and prizes. That's what I'm fucking looking for.
I also think Jason Bateman.
They are both sexy as fuck.
I also think Jason Bateman has the perfect amount of fame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can still kind of do things. He still has his own personal life. He's never in these like scandals. He's never in the tabloids.
No.
So he can go to Ralph's if he has to or whatever.
Sure.
But he has worked since he was 12.
Yeah.
Since he got a spinoff called It's Your Move, which is a spinoff of that Ricky Schroeder show.
Because Silver Spoons.
He got a spinoff of that because he was the funny 12-year-old. He was
the comic relief in that show. He was Ricky Schroeder's best friend.
And he got a 2-season spinoff off of that. And he's consistently worked since he was 12, and he's 4 years older than me. Yeah,
and man. He is so thin, I hate it. Like, I look at him, I'm like, I'm wearing fat pants right
way
now.
Way skinnier than he is.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you are. Well, you have crackhead metabolism.
Just triply hates to eat with me.
I do. I fucking hate. He's like, another round of pizzas. I drink water. I gain fucking 10 pounds.
I wanted. Couldn't you pull for Connie Mack if you're...
I wanted Connor to go the distance with him, man. I was worried about the sport of boxing. I'm like, look, man, if Sam and I have been saying that for a while. If McGregor wins, it's going to hurt boxing, man. Just there's no way around it. That being said, he came out and he was a fantastic fighter in that fight. And he just ran out of steam because of inexperience, man. He really did, man.
Imagine this. You're such a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
In all these,
why does he have to imagine that?
No, I'm just saying. Well, I imagine he does every single day. But you're the greatest.
I do my best.
You know, you're like.
I'll try to imagine.
Yeah, I'm
gonna try to.
The first time I've ever done it. Or imagine like you're a great a diver. You're the best diver ever.
Sure, that's something I can.
Greg Louganis of diving, and you love cock even more than he did.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you're like,
do I have to imagine that too?
I'm also in the water. I'm gonna race Michael Phelps, and it was like. Dude, I mean, he is the best diver ever, but this isn't his thing. And Michael Phelps barely beats you or kind of beats you. You're like, that is a win.
Yeah, but
it's
you know
a win for MMA.
I think it was a win for both. I think it was a win for MMA because Conor didn't embarrass himself. He went out there and he did what he could. He did what he could with the limited resources because you got to understand something. He's handcuffed. He's handcuffed. I mean, you see him even when he gets behind Mayweather and starts trying to hit him. I mean, dude, he's a fighter. He's a fighter, man. And the MMA guys, the guys that are fighting in
that's
MMA.
That's a 90-second fight.
Dude,
an octagon.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you something else, man. If that.
The minute he gets his hands on him, it's over.
But you realize, man, these guys that are fighting MMA are such sick athletes now. I always thought I was a tough guy because I wrestled in college. I was captain of my college wrestling
team. Where'd you go to school?
George Mason University.
And then
I also was a amateur professional boxer. So I used to think I was a real badass, because I knew that both these disciplines.
Yeah, you could do both.
And then, you know, these guys started coming out in MMA, and they got better. And the guys that are tops in the MMA and UFC right now are sick athletes.
Now, if you build it, they will come. If you build this sport, they will come. Yeah, the athletes will come, and it took 15 years. Took 15 years.
But it also took years for them to for the sport to figure out exactly what it was.
Do you see yourself, if you were a young man, I mean, you're not old, but if you were, let's say, 18 years old, and you're like, okay, what do I want to do? I'm not, I don't want to be there.
Well, you know,
do you see yourself maybe going to MMA?
Here's the thing. I went into professional boxing right after college. I would, you know, or right after I fought in the amateurs and everything. I turned pro in 98, and I fought from 98 to 2000, you know, as a professional boxer. If MMA had been like it is now or back then, like, I definitely would have fought UFC.
Attractive as fuck, right?
Yeah, I definitely would have fought UFC. I, you know, but in the end, the guys that are doing it, the MMA now, dude, they're sick athletes.
Do you like it? I mean, like, I also know you on a personal level. Like, I was hired by a friend of yours
to write
for your buddy. and
my buddy.
It was a birthday gift.
And, like, she would always tell me that you guys like to go around back in your youth, get drunk, and get a little crazy. Like, do you like to get, I mean, like, get punched? Is there a thrill of getting punched in the face?
No, man. I mean, no one likes getting punched in the face.
Yeah,
you just learn to deal with it more.
There are times I did actually really like it. When I was young, and that's why I got put in martial arts. That's why any tooth I have that is chipped is from fighting. Like, from 10 to 15, I got into a lot of fights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Where I was like, somebody would hit me, and I'd just be like, cool.
Guys.
Raise your voice.
Guys,
if you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon, you guys.
Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and support the show. What's the difference?
It's not a backslash, by the way. It's a forward slash.
It's a forward slash. Go there.
The difference is the right one and the
wrong
one.
You know the slash.
But guys, support the podcast. You
support
can listen to
it.
Stuff like this. It's a lot. We had a good episode today. We always have bonus stuff with great guests like Joe Rogan and Bert.
Why is Cumtown getting so many people?
Fuck Cumtown.
Fuck Cumtown. Support Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.